You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Jill Roberts.
Just tell me if you need oxygen or not.
No
oxygen? Okay. And you're the caregiver?
I'm the caregiver. I don't know if you need that.
What's your first name? Oh, I got it right here.
Given our state's encounter with Tropical Storm Debbie, this dress rehearsal for any storm which may come our way this hurricane season seems timely. St. Lucie County officials practiced opening the county's special needs shelter at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce.
Okay, you guys are all set. Someone's going to take you into the room, okay?
Okay, thank you. She needs assistance. Okay. She's very unstable to walk.
Okay, we'll get her that.
Thank you.
The last time the county opened its special needs shelter, it was in the now-demolished Civic Center. So this drill is covering new ground. Jim Moses is now retired from the St. Lucie County Health Department, but he recalls the situation in the special needs shelter after Hurricane Francis in 2004.
Well, there was no power. There was light coming through the ceiling along with rain.
That's when Moses grabbed a camera crew, ironically from New Orleans. This was before Hurricane Katrina, and he had them document the aftermath of Francis as experienced by those who'd come to the special needs shelter.
The first thing you see is this big EMT vehicle, EMS vehicle, and it's in pouring rain, but it's sitting inside. And then you have the pictures of the old people in their jammies all soaking wet and with the cannulas. And there was one gentleman there who was sleeping, and he looked like he was dead for all the world and decaying. It tugged at your heartstrings.
Moses credits that footage with helping to get the funding for a new special needs shelter. The lessons learned during the double punch of the 2004 hurricane season went into planning it as well, says Health Officer Larry Lee.
We've got bathrooms that are accessible to patients in a wheelchair. You know, when we used a school for a shelter, I mean, it was sometimes a little difficult when you have a person in a wheelchair to get them into a shower facility or into a bathroom. And now with this building, it's designed for accessibility. We actually had a patient die in one of our shelters once, and this building has a morgue in it. Hopefully you never have to use it, but with that thought in mind, it has that feature.
The shelter also has power running through the ceiling, which can be accessed by patients who need electricity for medical devices. This drill was organized by Sanji Hawkins. She's the preparedness planner for St. Lucie County's Health Department and says she has seen some things which could use some fine-tuning.
Yes, the fine-tuners right now triaging there. When they triaged there, I forgot to give them the armband, so that was a little on my piece there. So next time to make sure everybody have exactly what they need to do their jobs there so they're not looking for someone else.
This lady here is the caregiver.
Yes.
Can you just wait right there for 1 minute, please?
Sure, I want to watch my soap opera.
I'm okay. Right here, sweetie.
We'll hook you right up.
We're going to wait for the nice lady to come and help you
what
walk to the
cot. What is the cot assignment, please?
Her cot assignment is B15.
I'll be right back. Okay.
So while there will inevitably be some confusion and problems to handle when checking people into any shelter, let alone the special needs shelter, during the approach of a storm, this drill will help ensure things go more smoothly. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.